So this evening we're here to launch this book, Bridges, and quite a few of the bridges featured in the book are, I think, in the audience. So it's good to have so many of the stars of Anglo-Japanese relations with us. We have two speakers who have put together the book. The first will be Jeremy Hoare, sitting here. He is a travel photographer, and he has photographed more than 60 countries, but he says Japan is the best. I led him on a bit to say that, but that's what he said. He's had a number of exhibitions in both the UK and in Japan, and he's got another exhibition coming up actually in July called Kyoto Dreams, which will be held at Berg House in Hampstead. And he's also the author of a book which tells you how to take photographs, as I understand it. And then our second speaker will be Suzanne Perrin, who is an independent researcher and historian specialising in Japan and Japanese history, art and culture quite broadly. She taught Japanese history and culture for 12 years at Richmond American International University and at Huron University here in London, and she continues to give lectures and courses on Japan. And she's published on a number of Japan-related subjects, including architecture, gardening and lifestyle. But this is the first book, is it, that you've been involved with? So, over to you, Jeremy.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much all for coming on such a nice evening, I think. And thank you to Jason and everybody at Daiwa who's been so helpful in making this happen. But the main people to thank, of course, are the contributors for the book. And we have quite a number of them here tonight. So they are, without doubt, very, very welcome. So, that's that. Right, I'm going to start and talk to you about my life and how I got to this situation where I photographed these countries and also a lot in Japan, and also how I became to be involved with all this from a background which had nothing like it. This was 20 years ago in the room downstairs. I had my second exhibition. Visha's smiling, she remembers it. So I've been here before, and I've talked here before in this room before, so it's quite interesting. I've got to find the right buttons. Here we go. Right, I'm going to start a long way back. 1859, my great-grandfather was born just 6 years after Commander Perry sailed into Uraga Bay. That's a connection. The other connection was that he was a journalist and wrote various books. He had at one point he had a column in the Sydney Morning Herald. He interviewed Cecil Rhodes in South Africa, and he ended up writing a magazine called Field and Stream, editing rather, Field and Stream in America. So he